Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Passing the Mamdani numbers, what does AOC's future have in store? Can Chuck Schumer hold on? All this and a great deal more analysis on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
As you know, we have major sanctions on Iran and lots of other things. We'd like to see them be able to rebuild their country too.
So this is POTUS. He's going over this Hamas peace plan. And it's phase one. So there's a caveat to it. It's phase one of this peace plan. And it's, I don't know. I understand everybody's hesitancy about it. I get it. I really do. Because we have gone through this for years and years. I mean, I was going through, I would kind of belabor the point if I just sat here and went through and looked at all of the different times that they've gotten close to the table and all of the times that Hamas has then afterwards breached any kind of a ceasefire or anything else. And so I get it. However, this is the closest that we've gotten in this particular situation. And I think that that POTUS deserves a lot of credit for that, because he was really driving all of this hard. And he was even pretty, at one point, he was even pretty caustic towards Netanyahu, saying that, look, you know, you cannot fight the world. That's apparently what he told him in a phone call that was widely reported, that he kind of raised his voice at some point, because it's tough because Israel is in this position where they have every right to defend themselves, but you have most of the world that believes somehow they're the enemy. And I just, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's the way it is. And POTUS is trying to help them navigate that. And sometimes that means raised voices. Welcome to the show, Dana Lash with you. Now, I wrote about this last night. If you're a subscriber, you get this. Because this plan, and I've written about it before, it's the 20-point peace plan. And I'm reading it now. If you get the newsletter, you already have this. And you've already read it this morning if you're one of the subscribers that gets the daily prep. So the 20-point plan, one of those is, remember, they have to disarm, they have to release hostages. And the hostage release is the 20 remaining living hostages in exchange, and this is what I don't like, in exchange for an asinine amount of detainees in Israel's custody. And I say detainees when really it should be terrorists, because these are people who have been apprehended in the act, in the process of committing a terror act, whether it is they're trying to stab somebody, they're trying to blow somebody up. And that's one of the reasons why they're always very widely reported when these people are taken into custody. So there is a record and people can see, oh, this person was arrested because they're a terrorist, and they were taken into custody because they were trying to kill innocent people simply because they don't like who they are. So that's the one, the only thing that I would be kind of a stickler about. The groups that they're talking about freeing, I mean, some of the people that Gaza is demanding be freed in exchange for the 20 living hostages include some of the terrorists who paraglided in to the Nova Music Festival. I'm sorry, but I think that if you were responsible, first off, I think if you were a terrorist, you should just die. But I think if you were responsible for October 7th, my only anger about this is that Israel hasn't put them to death first already, that any of these terrorists would still be living. If you're caught paragliding into a music festival to kill innocent people, sorry, I don't believe that you get a trial. I believe you get led to the head, and that's it. Right there in the field, one and done. We're going to save everybody a lot of money. We're going to save the bureaucracy, all of the process. That's just kind of how I look at it. When you're committing an act, that's an act of war. And if you want to go that way, then we're going to suspend regular protocol. If you're caught doing that, that's my only gripe, is that any of them are alive, even in custody. So I don't know. I mean, it's never worked well before, I think, whenever any of these terrorists have been previously released, because they go back to doing terrorist stuff. So we'll see. But I realize, you know, in a kitten, it's not a perfect world. It's not a kittens and sunshine world. They're trying to de-escalate everything and then go from there. And we'll see. I don't know. That's Kim, what do you think? You think this is a good deal? I feel like here we are again reenacting the scene from Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, I mean,
would you take that deal?
I would. If I'm Hamas?
Yeah. Well, if you're Hamas, but I don't know. I mean, I just feel like they don't... How in the world is anyone... Kane, if I bust into your house and, like, killing members of your family, how in the world do I get to tell you, well, you have to release some of the baddies that helped me in order to get some of your family members back?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
See? That's what I'm saying. That's the problem that I have. And I just feel like it's asinine to even expect them to do that. At some point, enough is enough, right? Enough is enough at some point. I don't know. So... This is one of the things, I can't get over it. This is one of the points of the 20-point peace plan. Now, of course, they also have given up jurisdiction. I shouldn't say jurisdiction, administration of the area, as well as, you know, disarming, leaving the area. We'll see. I mean, if the hostages are freed, I think that's going to be viewed as a major win for Trump, regardless anything else. If the hostages are freed, that's going to look like a major win for him. And honestly, I know that a lot of people are talking about the Nobel Peace Prize. You guys know how the Nobel Peace Prize came to be, right? The whole thing about the Nobel Peace Prize, Alfred Nobel, you know, he created dynamite. And he realized there was the story of how his death was prematurely announced. And he had read about it in the paper, you know, getting up in the morning. Somehow it came out that he was, you know, dead, and he wasn't dead. But he read that, oh, the inventor of dynamite, and it cost all these lives, and it just sort of stuck with him. And so he ended up creating, he was called the Merchant of Death. That's what they had called him. It was a French newspaper, and it was like in the late 1800s. And they said, oh my gosh, the Merchant of Death is dead. You know, Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite. And he became rich. They said he became rich because he invented ways to kill more people faster than ever before with dynamite. And he was horrified. He was reading this about himself. You know, this is his obituary in this French paper. It mistakenly announced that he had passed, and he was just horrified. So he made an effort to promote peace afterwards. Because he didn't like the scathing obituary that was accusing him of profiting off of all of these deaths, Le Marchand de la Mort. So he said it was described by people around him as a very shocking wake-up call. And he realized that he did not like public perception of him being that of a killer as opposed to a benefactor. So he really got involved in philanthropy. He created the Nobel Peace Prize as well as awards for science, etc., things like that. And the Nobel Prize. And that's how he wanted to go out. And that's why that award continues today. When we were in Oslo, we were actually outside of the headquarters for them. It was very interesting. And also interesting, the headquarters is right by a spot where the Nazis had to surrender, excuse me, to the Norwegians after they were trying to run roughshod in the nation. And then finally they were defeated. So very interesting. So my whole point is, I don't know why some people don't feel like you have to kiss the Nobel Prize Committee's backside to do this. Because look at the people that they've awarded a Nobel Peace Prize before. I mean, for crying out loud, Barack Obama. What did he do? Nothing. I mean, Trump should have gotten it with the Abraham Accords, but I digress. So I don't know. I just feel like seeking validation from the Nobel Committee is like seeking validation from the New York Times. Do you really need it in order for it to be considered a success? We have a lot more to get into as we roll towards our headlines. It's the folks at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a great way. It's 100% drug-free, a research-based formula that's designed to support healthy response to inflammation and decrease discomfort from exercise, everyday living, the whole nine yards. It targets the inflammation that can keep you from doing the exercise you need and enjoying the things you love. It helps to support your body's natural inflammatory response. That's what causes aches and soreness and stiffness and discomfort, all of that stuff. And if pain has been holding you back, maybe you should find out why so many people, including people like my husband, Chris, who takes it because he has old sports injuries, make Relief Factor part of their daily routine. You can try the 3-week quick start today and see how it works for you. It's super affordable, $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. Don't wait. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Get your 3-week quick start today for just $19.95. Support your body with natural anti-inflammatory power and see if Relief Factor is right for you. Planned Parenthood.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is confusing to me. A Vegas man claimed that he was attacked by a group of three people that were trying to steal his $2,600 jackpot at a Vegas casino. Joel Gutierrez filed a negligence lawsuit against the Bellagio. They said that they did not protect him during his December 12th visit. He was playing a mummy-themed slot machine. He won the jackpot prize of $2,600, but he had to wait for an attendant to process the payout and had moved to a nearby machine to continue playing. He claimed that two men and one woman, who were named as defendants, approached it upon seeing the prize displayed, began loudly claiming they had won. He approached the group to say that that was my prize money, and they immediately got hostile and started threatening him. The group told him to leave and said it was theirs. One of them stepped forward and got into his face. He threw a punch to protect himself. Everybody was on the ground. Security guards were not present. That's actually really bad for the Bellagio. I mean, when those things go off, y'all better be having an attendant, like, right. I don't gamble, but y'all better be having an attendant right there to handle that. So he got hit. He got physical injuries. He's seeking $15,000 in damages. So it's not crazy, you know, but that cannot happen like that. Y'all, when that thing goes off, you better be there because people have no man. People just are soulless anymore. Gene Simmons is hospitalized after a Los Angeles car crash. He apparently passed out behind the wheel of his SUV. I hope he's okay. I've met him once. He was very nice. 76 years old. He was on the Pacific Coast Highway Tuesday and ended up passing out. His car went veering across several lanes and then slammed into a vehicle. And he said he's doing okay right now. He's recovering at home, but apparently he lost consciousness. I don't know if he's dealing with a health issue, but and speaking of health issues, Dolly Parton says she's not dead yet in a video. We'll have more on that later. Stick with us. More to come. If you're looking to create a stable financial future, consider Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are tangible assets, not just numbers on the screen, with thousands of years of trust behind them. Gold IRAs let you hold real assets in tax-deferred or tax-free retirement accounts. Noble Gold is the number one ranked gold IRA company for 4 years running, handling over $2.5 billion in precious metal transactions. And here's what's to like about Noble Gold. Their U.S.-based team is available 6 days a week, providing personalized and consistent service. Pricing is clear with no hidden fees or fine print. Whether you're setting up a gold IRA or making a direct purchase, they make it simple. You even get a photo of your actual metals. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers come back and refer others because of Noble Gold's helpful, informed, and straightforward approach. Open a new IRA or cash account now and receive a free 10-ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle-proof coin. Visit Noble Gold Investments.com/Dana. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com/Dana.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the state could lose four. Get out of my shot.
Oh, gosh. That's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't make the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay. It does. Okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot. Okay. I'm going to start again with electric vehicle saving us money.
So that's Katie Porter. By the way, kudos to that staffer who not only did not take that, but was like, by the way, you're talking about EVs and you're wrong, and corrected her. And Katie Porter's response was, yeah, but you're still like in my shot. My gosh, these people are insane. They're insane. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. It was an aide who said she simply wanted to correct something that she had said about electric vehicles. This was published last evening by Politico, and it was several minutes in the conversation. So this was I think this was like a July of 2021, which is why that staffer is wearing the face mask. And she was like in view a few minutes. She was going through some stuff in the background. Porter screamed at her, well, yelled at her. And then she said, well, you're wrong, what you were saying there. She's like, I just FYI. And so kudos to her. But oh my gosh, this is, and by the way, was this while she was talking to Jennifer Granholm? So I'm curious, was Jennifer Granholm like connected with her at that point? Because at that point, Jennifer Granholm's already the energy secretary. Katie Porter is not, you know, I don't know. She was in Congress, and I don't know why I just can't believe she thought she could act like that to somebody and scream at somebody like that. That's insane. You're in my shot. I would, first off, the shot is horrible anyway. You have your refrigerator in the background. I mean, for crying out loud, you can't, there's not a blank wall that you could situate yourself in front of. Or something to where we don't see all the debris by your sink and everything else. The woman in the shot was the least problematic, to say nothing of Katie Porter's attitude. I mean, I'm sorry, but I got to get real picky about this. I'm looking at everything in the background, and she's got all of this like debris, like all stacked up on her butcher block little island. And then, I mean, I can see your dish soap. I can see the dish soap. I can see all of this stuff. And the stuff on the fridge, I just think that that's more problematic than anything else. The staffer in the shot is the least. Kane, Juan, you guys wouldn't accept a shot like that.
No.
That looks hokey.
Yeah.
To have all of that stuff in the background. She's not in a corner. She didn't got a wall behind her.
Yeah, it's standard to keep the background as less busy as possible so that your focus is on the content of what's being said in the video. And obviously that wasn't a concern of hers.
So I don't know. I think that's kind of, the staffer's the least of my concerns. I'm really nosy. Can you just bear with me for a minute? What is that in the background? What does she have? You can tell a lot about somebody by the stuff they have. I see dish soap. What else do I see? What is this? I know it doesn't matter. And the people who are not watching the radio show on 347 DirecTV or in the chat at Rumble watching it are like, Dana, who cares? What is that? It looks like a box of just like junk that she's got a sign on. And then she looks like a hoarder. And then it's like all in the, like, what in the world? You don't have to have like a Better Homes and Gardens setup.
Right.
I don't know. I just think that that's just, and for her to have that attitude and then to yell at that staffer, Katie Porter is indicative of this, I don't know how to describe it, current level of the, what's currently happening with the Democrat Party. Where you've got, I keep telling you, the ones who are like 50 and younger that are coming up have major issues. They all have major issues. I do not recognize them as part of my generation. They all have issues, all of them. Think of it. You've got Mamdani, you've got some of the progressives in Texas. You got the Crockett's, you got all of these. There's just, I don't know, they are, it's like they pulled people off of the street and just staffed their party with them. They are representative of like the worst inclinations of the Democrat Party. So anyway, you have Katie Porter. She's struggling, by the way. She really is not having, I mean, she's, you know, maybe perhaps the leading Democrat, but she's got major anger issues. She's running for governor, as you know. She's trying to replace Gavin Newsom. Have you noticed Gavin Newsom hasn't really touched her? Maybe it's just because it's a primary so far, but he's not gotten involved in it. So clearly, if she was the anointed one, they would all be behind her already. It's a pretty divided field. So she's going against Xavier Becerra. And now Xavier Becerra was AG of California. He became head of HHS under Biden Harris. And now he's running for California governor. And then you've got the Los Angeles mayor. And then that's just on the Democrat side. And then there's like, I think Steve Hilton is the Republican. He's a British guy. And then a bunch of other people no one knows. So in California, it's the top vote getters that if they are the top vote getters, they advance to the November ballot, regardless of what their party is. So she doesn't have a major lead. Her big thing is that she has name recognition because she was a congresswoman from the burbs around LA. So that's literally the only reason, I think, at this point, why she's maintaining some kind of, or why she looks like she's in the lead in this primary. Now, I mean, these videos are really going to help with that name recognition, but not in the way that she's hopes or her staff would hope, because you have the CBS thing that fell apart, and then you have this, her screaming this, and I mean, and the way she handled, if I could go back to that interview that she did, the CBS interview, that is just, first off, she didn't handle the questioning correctly, because the question that was asked of her is, well, what do you say to the 40% of, because they're talking about, could you get Trump voters? And the reporter had asked, well, what do you say to the 40% of California voters who you need to win this race? What do you say to that 40% that voted for Trump? Now, she could say, well, you know, it's a one party state, so it doesn't really matter. She can't say something like that. But there was a way that she could have more gracefully handled it. And if that's the toughest question that Katie Porter has ever been asked, which I kind of think it may be, and she just failed that spectacularly. Guys, I mean, I don't know, man. It's so bad. I mean, she could have said, well, it's, you know, technically it's like kind of a one party state, or, well, you know, that's a tautology. So technically it's illogical. Go ahead, let's listen to this real quick. Listen to how she the question and how she handled it, because the question is actually kind of illogical. Listen.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
So Katie Porter, first off, you have to understand Democrats or reporters, even if you're a Democrat sometimes and they don't like you, they're going to ask you a tough question that you might not be able to answer easily. But she should have been prepared for that, especially because this question has been asked of other candidates. Either her staff didn't prepare her I think even if they did, she wouldn't have been able to handle it. All she would have to do is say, I would love to win every voter, you know, but historically, California is a pretty one party state. So it kind of washes out in the end. I mean, that you could have said something just as innocuous as that. And then she could have monologued a little bit and commanded the interview and taken it to a place where maybe she could have thrown her a bone with some sort of, you know, on a different issue. But she didn't do that because she's not talented. She's not talented and she's not a quick thinker. She's short-tempered and she's intellectually stumpy. She's just not fast. And that's very evident. Every single time I've seen her in a back and forth, that's, you know, it's pretty evident. But that's not a hard question to handle, right? That's not a difficult question to handle at all. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. I can't remember where it was. Joe Biden was doing some sort of press avail during the campaign in the lead up to 2020. And they were talking about, not necessarily verbatim, the blue wall, but they were talking about Michigan and some of these other states and, you know, like, you know, and going into like more redder counties. And they're like, well, what, you know, some of these counties, you know, you might lose because they're red. What do you say to those? Do you need those voters? And Biden's like, I would love to have all those voters. And he's like, you know, and if they don't vote for me, you know, I'm still going to figure out a way to win. I mean, he's, for crying out loud, was barely sentient. And he was able to answer that question better than Katie Porter. I mean, it was basically the same question, just different variables. And it's not even a gotcha question. I know the reporter would love to have the soundbite where Porter, the reporter would love to have Porter saying, well, I don't need Trump voters to win. And that's ultimately what she was going for. Any Democrat that's not prepared to answer that question is a moron. And you can't tell me that the staff didn't prepare her. I mean, technically, I guess it's a possibility that they didn't. But if you're someone who's already been in Congress and you're portraying yourself as a quick thinking, seasoned, you know, political veteran, that's child's play. I mean, that was actually kind of a softball considering the level here. You're talking about the gubernatorial race. And the fact that she couldn't even rise to that occasion, you don't rise to the challenge. You fall back on your skill set. And Katie Porter's skill set is being a bitch. And so she fell back on that. That's the truth of it. I mean, that's just crazy. If I was advising her campaign, I would have quit. There's no way in hell. There is no way. The fact that you couldn't have answered that, and I will never forget, because I remember that Biden and people were trying to say, look, you know, Trump says he doesn't need Democrats. Biden says he would love to have Republican voters. And they tried to make a big thing out of it. I remember when that happened. And it made me think of that when watching actually the second clip and just thinking that she has an anger issue, to say nothing of the fact that she dumped hot potatoes on her husband's head, which is really weird. But okay. She's got a lot of issues. Now, does she have as many issues as Jay Jones has? That's something that we're going to discuss, because he's trying to so hard stay in this race. And there was some internal polling that was released. Oh, yeah. She got really mad about her lighting. She's like, oh, the lights are killing. She was just really rude about it. But Jay Jones, last night somebody had posted some of the latest internal polling. It's what campaigns use to refine their messaging, et cetera, et cetera. So this internal polling came out about Jay Jones, and a lot of people are saying it's Spanberger who potentially released it, and that there is a building quiet pressure to get him out of the race. Because it's not going anywhere. And I have a feeling that there's a lot more stuff about him that is being drip, drip, dripped out. I really feel that. And I feel like a lot more of it's going to be coming. And they're just sort of girding their loins about it. We're living in a time when truth feels dangerous and silence comes at a cost. Victoria was scared and desperate when she took the abortion pill at Planned Parenthood, and she immediately felt the weight of regret and even thought about ending her own life. But by God's grace, she reached out and found a preborn network clinic where truth broke through. Loving staff gave her care and helped save not only her baby's life, but her own. In a culture drowning in a sea of lies, truth saves lives. With just $28, preborn can provide a free ultrasound and the truth that can change lives. As abortion rises, preborn is expanding life-affirming care to the darkest corners of our nation. A $15,000 leadership gift places ultrasound machines in women's centers, saving countless babies. So will you help them answer the call? Go ahead and dial #250 and say the word baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. Do it now, because life matters. That's preborn.com/Dana, or dial #250 and say the keyword baby.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like how cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, they have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Hey, Natalie, bring your camera over here. I want to say something. Well, today's October the 8th, and obviously I'm here doing some commercials for the Grand Ole Opry, which is why I'm dressed kind of like a country western girl. But before I got started, I wanted to say, I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate. And I appreciate your prayers because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers for anything and everything. But I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. That was for a long time. And then when he passed, I didn't take care of myself. So I let a lot of things go that I should have been taken care of. So anyway, when I got around to it, the doctor said, we need to take care of this. We need to take care of that. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt, you know, where I'm kind of having a few treatments here and there. But I wanted you to know that I'm not dying.
I love Dolly Parton. I also loved it later how she goes, and can you believe, what did she say? People put up an AI video of me, and would she say Loretta Lynn or Reba McEntire? And she goes, we look like we should have been buried. I about died. She's hysterical. Well, I saw, because we had it, like her sister was saying, you know, she needs prayers and that, and everyone's like, no. I mean, I really think that Dolly Parton would inspire humanity to take up arms against death itself. Should anything happen before we are ready to have her leave. But I love her, and she's always been real nice, and she's never gotten super political. And I just feel like her body of work and all of her goodwill means she didn't have to get super political, and she does not have to qualify her associations or her political beliefs to anybody. And I kind of like that. I like that there is still a place to go and people who still offer a place to go where you can get away from the politics, and it doesn't have to seep into your entertainment and doesn't have to seep into the things that you leave politics to get a break from, get a break in it. I like that. She is working hard. So look at her, Dolly Parton, because I was getting real nervous. We all were. We're like, ooh. And then Kane's like, I think she pre-recorded it.
I think so.
She said October 8th.
I know.
It was yesterday.
I could record something today and say it's October 11th
I
and
don't
then play it
think
October
so.
11th.
What in the world would that
just saying
stop
I could
it?
Do it. I'm you, just saying I
oh
could do it.
Oh, my gosh. I realize you got a thing with old I'm people, but, you know, Dolly's different, yeah. You know.
Wait, that's not
Not
fair.
Every old person's trying to trick on you.
That's
not everyone.
That's not fair.
So I'm glad that she's okay. Because who was the other one that we saw? There was, I know, someone kept, every time somebody dies now, I get, everyone's like, well, your grandma's rule of three. And I'm like, I don't even know how that. Grandma Boots, and we called her Boots, and we have no idea why. There's no logic to the rule of three. It's just if someone kicks the bucket, then two other people that you know, celebrities, etc., or just high-profile people will also. That's her rule. But I don't know how that applies if you know them and other people don't know them. I don't know how that works. And is it just like celebrities? And I don't know. She never, I should have asked her to explain it. Like, it's a logical thing, but it is. No, see, now you just told me somebody, Kane. I don't know who this person was.
What? You don't? No,
I don't know this dude. I never seen him in my, I wouldn't know him if I fell over him in my living room.
Just on that picture on the right, you don't know who that is?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who, Ron Dean?
Yeah.
I feel bad because I don't, but I don't. All right, we got our second hour on the way. You don't want to miss. More to come. Stick with us. Our partners that bring you the program, it's our friends over at All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy is a great website. This is like your all medication, everything repository. It really is. Anything that you need, they have at All Family Pharmacy. And All Family Pharmacy not only has your everyday medications, they also have a lot like antibiotics. They have Tamiflu. You can get things in 2 to 4 days. You can get them overnighted if you're in a pinch, which I have done. Not only did I do that when I was getting sick before Thanksgiving and I was able to get a Z-Pak, but my son, who is at school, was getting strep throat. And before he could get in to see the doctor, I was able to get some All Family Pharmacy overnighted to him, some amoxicillin. And then it's funny because when he went in to the doctor, they prescribed him the same thing that we'd ordered from All Family Pharmacy. So you fill it out, the doctor reviews it, and then they send you your medications. They have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and mebendazole and NAD+, everything that you need. You don't need any gatekeepers. All Family Pharmacy makes it accessible just to you, and it's so easy. You can get 10% off right now when you go through allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10. So don't wait. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10 for 10% off.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
What's your message, final question, to the people here of the state of Illinois, the people of the city of Chicago, as this incursion by the federal government, these troops are on the streets of your state, of this city? What do you want them to do? There's a big protest scheduled for 5:30 p.m. tonight.
Well, first, we've made sure that people know their rights and they know how to find out what their rights are, because we don't want them picked up off the streets just because they're brown or black, just because they happen to be undocumented and have committed no crime.
Okay. Well, I mean, just because he was in the store taking items off the shelves, shoving it into his pants pockets and running out of the store doesn't mean that he's like a criminal. Doesn't mean that he's gone out to commit more crimes. That's so dumb. You know, I mean, entering the country illegally is a crime. And I can't believe we keep having to say this over and over again. It's really annoying, because then we can't say anything new, because we have to keep going back and try to stop that from becoming a thing because the left won't stop saying it. That was J.B. Pritzker, by the way. I don't know, nor do I care who the reporter is. But J.B. Pritzker was saying, well, you know, I mean, just because they happen to be here illegally, they haven't committed a crime. What? If you're driving without a license and you get popped for it, that's illegal. If you, there's a million things. Just because you go on to do something else after you commit an illegal act doesn't mean that the act that you committed wasn't illegal by nature of you going on and doing other things.
Yeah.
Correct?
Like if someone breaks into my home, that's still breaking and entering a
crime.
But
what if they go to like Walmart after, Kane?
Yeah, if they just walk out and didn't take anything, it's still a crime.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And if people don't believe that, I mean, J.B. Pritzker, if he really believes that, I mean, just maybe, then why does he have like such a secure estate? He's got the governor's mansion, and then he's got all kinds of other properties. So
sure, he locks his doors and his gates,
and has security and cameras to keep unwanted guests from entering.
I guess he just hates people.
Why does he hate people? What if I wouldn't be able to walk into the governor's mansion? Why does he hate people? Oh my gosh, bigot. I mean, it's same. It works, right? That makes sense. Because the logic is consistent. It's true. Back again to the program, we were just listening to POTUS. He was holding a cabinet meeting and allowing the press to come in, ask some questions before that all gets kicked off, and get some insight there. So, and of course, we're still dealing with shutdown madness. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Nothing new. No, we're still dealing with shutdown madness. But the and Democrats, by the way, I was pulling. Let me pull this up. This was something I marked this morning. Give me half a second. Here we go. This was from Gallup. It was released this morning, and it headlined "Americans' Job Ratings of Six Key Agencies Worsen," and it's a new survey that is really, really bad for Democrats. Actually, in this shutdown, and Republicans need to kind of look at this. It looks at some of these major government agencies that have really deteriorated in the past couple of years. So you have FEMA, the CIA, CDC, FEMA, CIA, CDC, FDA, EPA, IRS. They are at the lowest points in Gallup's trend. Now, it says the decline in agency job ratings for these agencies is the greatest for FEMA. You're looking at minus 20. That's a big drop. CIA dropped 10. CDC dropped 9. FDA, EPA, they fall in 7 each. IRS down 6. Their performance ratings as excellent or good range from 25 to 31%. These are record lows for all but the IRS, which was 1 point lower in 2013. Now, why is this bad for Democrats in shutdown? Well, because no one likes these agencies, and these agencies are all frozen because Democrats want to undo the cuts that were made in the One Big Beautiful Bill to said agencies. Democrats are fighting to give more money to agencies that have dropped, you know, anywhere from 20 to 10 points in terms of public perception or public approval, literally within the past year. Is anyone in the Democrat Party paying attention to any of this stuff? If I'm looking at this, if I'm a consultant, if I'm a strategist and I'm looking at this, I'm saying, Democrats, you need to stop defending these agencies. You need to stop defending the federal workforce. People are not buying it because these people, look, you had federal workers still getting paid even when everyone else was forced to stay home and they weren't getting paid. There are a lot of people still, I think, underestimating the rage that people have for that still is very, very, very dangerous. Republicans need to be, you want to talk about seizing? Republicans need to be seizing on this. This is actually a huge thing. You know why? Because if people loathe these agencies as much as being reflected in this polling, then guess what? That makes it a hell of a lot easier for Republicans to go out there and sell the American public on cutting government bloat, cutting the expansion of these agencies, especially the expansion of the IRS with 88,000 additional workers, cutting funding. It makes the reductions in terms of expense so much easier when you're messaging that to the public. And I have no idea why we don't have Republican leaders just sailing on this right now. I mean, they need to call the Democrats bluff. You know, the only agency that actually saw an uptick in approval, according to this story, it's the Department of Homeland Security. Department of Homeland Security, according to this piece at Gallup, has seen a significant increase a significant improvement in its job rating. Do you want to know by how much, particularly amongst independents and Republicans? 59 points. So you know what? People not Kristi Noem, and look, I do. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, she shot her dog in a gravel pit. However, they're like, oh, she always has cameras. I saw a tweet out there last night making fun of her for always having cameras and showing her doing all of this. Well, you can argue she understands populism, and she understands that in order to constantly make sure that you have that approval rating, that you got to be out there messaging this to the people every single damn day. And that's what she's doing. So maybe instead of like attacking her for it, ask why approval for her agency now has shot up by 59%. The folks over at Superbeats, who have been a really long time supporter, like such a long time supporter of the show, that some people are like, wait a minute, you're the Beats person. Well, yeah, and I take them and they're good. And they have a lot of other benefits that I can't say too, because they didn't pay a hush money to the FDA. I don't know if I can say that or not, but I did. Anyway, the company behind it, Human, they're based in Austin, Texas. They partner with UT. They work with the Health Science Center. It's all built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. And it's all very, very science-based, like actual science, not pretend science where something pretends it's something else. And you can actually feel it working. UT athletes use Superbeats. In fact, some of your favorite teams probably use it as well. There's over 160 college and pro teams that actually use Human's products. And so, like I said, your favorite team probably does too. It's all about heart healthy energy without the crash, plant-based, no stimulants, no artificial sweeteners or colors, and clinically studied, recommended by doctors, including mine, pharmacist and cardiologist, more so than any other beet brand. Pick up Superbeats at your local Walmart and start supporting your cardiovascular health today. Get on the road to better health with Superbeats from Human.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So in Kentucky, a man was charged with a terroristic display over a Halloween decoration. Stephen Markham, he's 58 years old. He was charged with terroristic threatening. The display featured body bags labeled with the titles of local government officials. It didn't have anybody's name in it. It just had like district judge. What's the other? Like they're just mayor, just the titles. A local prosecutor reported the display to the police after driving past his home in Stanton, Kentucky. One of the Powell County judge executive drove past it. He was unsettled despite the fact that he was not named on any of them. He said he knew him he knew the guy for decades, said he was someone who can be a good person, but disagree. I'm sorry, but I really, they seized his decorations and took it to a police station. He's being held on $5,000 bond right now. Yeah. What? Apparently. Yeah. Now, in order to find, this was in Kentucky that they did this. And what gets me is this is a British newspaper. The reason the British newspaper is writing about this is the examples that they give below. All of the examples, Liverpool and Manchester, and another one that was in Britain. All of the other examples they give are in Britain, because you know they're arresting people for memes and things like that, and they're trying to defend themselves. The reason they ran this in this British publication is so they can be like, look, in America, the free speech bastion of America. I feel like this guy's got a lawsuit on his hands. I really do. Really do. That's insane. NFL fines Jerry Jones $250,000 for flipping off fans. He says that it was unintentional. Do we believe that it was unintentional? He said he didn't mean to do it. He said it was in the middle of an interaction with New York Jets. Multiple fans recorded him interacting with them, and apparently he held up his middle finger before pointing at someone and waving to somebody else. And some people said he was just simply trash talking. Should he have been fined?
No.
That's stupid. I mean, it's sports. You know, smack talking is if you can't do it, then and if it hurts your feelings, please, dear heaven, stay out of sports. Please do not, because it makes it fun. We enjoy this stuff. Good night. We got a whole bunch of other stuff to get into as well. It's the folks over at Chapter. Chapter is a great group of advisors that can help you walk through the whole Medicare annual enrollment season, and you're just getting beaten over the head with robocalls and texts and mailers, and my mom is just so, every time she gets them, I think she argues with them, and I'm like, I think they're bots. Don't do that. Don't argue with the bots, because they'll keep texting you. Medicare plans can change every year, so even if you like your current plan, you still have to check what's coming for 2026. And if you don't review your options, you could lose coverage that you depend on. You've got to call the partners over at Chapter. It's a great Medicare partner for you. They can review every plan across the country to make sure that you are not overpaying. They've been saving people over $1,000 annually, and their advisors are salaried. They advocate for you, not for the insurance companies. And I know it can be a major hassle dealing with all of this stuff, but let me promise you, this takes like under 20 minutes. Actually, it does take under 20 minutes. That's how quickly they can do this. That's a lot more in terms of saving you time than having to deal with calls and emails and texts relentlessly from Medicare annual enrollment season. So if your current plan is still the best fit, you're all set. If not, they can help you switch. No gimmicks, no pressure, just honest advice from experts who know Medicare inside and out. It's very easy to do this. Dial #250 and say the words, My Medicare. It's very important. Don't risk it, and work with someone you can trust, and that's Chapter. Dial #250 and say the keywords, My Medicare.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you at the bottom of this, our second hour. It feels like it's still the first hour. So yesterday I sat down with my friend Jack Carr. You might know him. He is the author of the Terminalist series. It stars Chris Pratt on Amazon Prime. In fact, actually, it began as a book series, and they turned the book series into a series on Amazon. So Chris Pratt, Terminalist, that's the first season. Now, Dark Wolf is now the second season on Amazon Prime. And then, of course, Jack just came out with a new book called Cry Havoc, which takes place back in Vietnam. And we sat down yesterday and had a very in-depth discussion, including we talked about everything, not just about his projects, but because of his military background. We also talked about drone warfare and China and a lot more. Here's a little bit of an excerpt of that. Listen. When you're thinking of future projects, because the future of warfare is changing, and you and I were talking a little bit earlier about drone warfare, are you thinking about all of that stuff in terms of like because it's changing pretty quickly. Yeah. And if you write something, I mean, obviously, as you know, like 10 years from now, it's going to look so foreign compared to war fighting in Vietnam, like back in the 60s and 70s. It's going to look so different. What are your thoughts on all of that? Because the drone warfare is a terrifying thing. And I think the first time we actually saw it really implemented was with Ukraine.
Yep. Saw it there. I put it in True Believer. So there was a drone attack in True Believer. And we actually filmed that for the series. So that's in there. But that was that book came out in 2019. Yeah. I started writing it in 2016. But what was great about this book, and I'll go back to the drone warfare in a second, is that there weren't drones to consider here. There weren't really satellites to consider. There weren't cell phones. There weren't Teslas. There weren't cameras on every corner. There wasn't facial recognition technology. You could still forge an ID. Like all of those things you could do in 1968. So
it's a lot easier to be
school.
Spookier.
Exactly. I could use old school spycraft, tradecraft, and not have to write a chapter and be like, oh, why didn't someone just text him and call off the attack? You know, like someone has to search for not even a quarter, like a dime, right, or something to find a payphone or something here. But so cell phones have really changed the way you write through and the way we film things too. How many times are we seeing someone just pick up a phone and have a conversation on a cell phone or to be a text in TV and film today? And it's just because that's how we are as people as well, unfortunately. And you know, that's something that I was talking about yesterday, is that phones and communication, it used to connect us with family and friends that were far away. And now these things disconnect us from people we're sitting right next to.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think about.
I think there's too much connection. I read a headline where it said people max out at having like social interactions and friends at 150 people. And that's really pushing.
Even that seems a lot.
That's a lot. And they're like, yeah, with some people, it's like 50 kind of maxes it out. There is something to be said for that.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And I don't think as humans we're human beings, we're meant to handle all that sort of input. But people can take advantage of it now as well.
Yeah.
And it doesn't benefit us as citizens, doesn't make us better spouses, better mothers, fathers, citizens. It just divides us and benefits maybe political parties and of course the tech overlords, which is why I'm trying to push reading so much. And reading, being a reader is a new type of rebellion against the digital tyranny.
Yes.
Of the day.
Nothing replaces tangible, actual book.
Exactly. I mean, you pull out a book and start reading a book, that like stands out today. Pull out a cell phone, you just blend in with everybody else. Yeah. So I'm trying to push the reading as an act of rebellion.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, me too. But for this, the drone warfare, I'm so glad that I got out of the military before the drone warfare stuff really hit. It is so scary seeing those drone attacks in Ukraine in particular. And of course, different nations are using them in different ways. We saw Israel used one about a year and a half ago, now a year and a couple months ago, where they use drones as a blocking force. So a blocking force is like a group of rangers that comes in and blocks or contains, and which are different things, but similar tactics. And then a smaller special operations force goes within that perimeter and does what they need to do in there. And Israel did it with just that smaller group of people to go into a certain target in Syria about a year and 3 or 4 months ago. And instead of having people be that blocking force, they use drones as the blocking force, which is really interesting. I hadn't heard of that being done before. And then, of course, we're seeing those drone attacks in Ukraine, and you're seeing these drones hunt people down in these trenches. And
with it from within Iran to build a drone base, what Mossad did within Iran was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
To see that.
There. And of course, the enemy's always learning, always adapting.
But then I got a little nervous because I'm like, if they're able to go into Iran and build a drone base within Iran, then who's to say that could not happen in the United States? I think a CCP-owned farmland. I think of the little trial balloon that went over the whole country.
The whole country.
Nobody did anything. They were just out, gets up there.
It.
Yeah,
just
that's it.
Go.
That's a little scary. It definitely could happen here.
Sure. I mean, we're always learning. The enemy's always learning, always adapting. Typically, the enemy does it a little faster than we do because we're a gigantic bureaucracy. And the enemy is not in many cases. And when I say enemy, I mean Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, super empowered individuals, terrorist organizations. They can adapt a little faster than we can because they don't have as many constraints. We've had a technological advantage for a long time. But because of how technology has dispersed really across the world, maybe we don't have quite the advantage that we thought we did, or it's leveling up. I think we still have it, but I think it's leveling up also. So someone certainly could do some things similar to what Israel did in Iran right here in this country. I don't even think they need the land to do it. I think already exists.
And that's what's scary, because I hope that we have, for the lack of a better way to put it, a whole stockpile of really spooky stuff that we can use. I mean, that's where I'm totally okay with my tax dollars going. Like, I just want some super lethal, super spooky stuff. Just stockpile it. Because I look at, China and AI and the drones that they're making. I mean, granted, it's a kind of a war of attrition with them. It doesn't matter the quality. They can just produce a million of, something. But the chips manufacturing, like with Taiwan and all of this other stuff. And I just feel like we are really behind the ball on this and not even really aware of it. We see it happen in Iran. We're like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Right.
We saw
over
it.
There.
Wow, that's really scary. Yeah, over there. And I just feel like not enough are putting two and two together here and questioning that.
Sure. No, you have to always put yourself in the enemy's shoes and ask, hey, what lessons would I take from this if I were the enemy? Okay, maybe this. And then how would I adapt? What would I do? How would I think that the United States is going to try to counter what I'm doing right here, what they think are anticipating that I would take? Oh, then I'm going to do this instead. So it's a constant game of adaptation. And typically, who adapts faster than the adversary is going to end up on top.
Do you think this administration is correcting some of that the mistakes that have been made by, you know, previously? It doesn't seem like they're trying to bring us up to speed, because I think I trust your perspective on this more than mine. But from what you're seeing, I mean, are you pleased with, you know, the changes that have happened so far?
Yeah, I think we're on the right path. And it's I'm not saying that the administration got the Department of War thing from me. I'm just saying that I never heard anybody talk about it until I talked about it after the Afghanistan withdrawal in 2021. Yeah. So
I think you've even talked about it
Right. So the Department of War. And in 1947, it changes from the Department of War to the Department of Defense.
Why should people know that?
Precision in language reflects precision in thought. And when you have something that was called the Department of War, that has a certain connection to the vocabulary, and it means something. And you change that to the Department of Defense, now that means something. That's a different word. War and defense, those are different words. And words are meant to be precise. And when you defend something, that is very different than going to war to crush something. And so I advocated for that back in 2021. But it's interesting, people are saying that it's now called the Department of War. But if you look at the statement from the White House, it's worded very, once again, very precisely. So here they were very precise. So they say that you can call it the Department of War. We are calling it the Department of War. But I think it really takes an act of Congress to change it moving forward to the Department of War. Ooh. So those are different things.
Yes.
So
that bureaucracy you're talking about there.
Yeah.
The new Sec War, can't say Sec Def anymore. I like Sec War better. The Secretary of War came out, I think this was last week, and had all the generals amassed. And I was, the press was going crazy. Why are all of these generals going and meeting with the Secretary of War? It's Donald Trump's going to get us in World War III. That's kind of what they were intimating in the headlines. Yeah. Then he gets them all together and he's like, all right, we got to have new, we got to have.
He says, you guys aren't going to be fat anymore.
No more fatties. Yeah, yeah. No trainees, no fatties, none of this.
They thought we were going to announce World War III and you're just telling me I need some more pushups? Yeah,
exactly.
What a big letdown for some of those guys. They're probably like, oh, geez, I wish she was going to announce some sort of a warrior that I'm going to have to go do this PT test. You know, it's possible. I've walked by some of those guys.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
Was that, in your estimation, is that a long time coming?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big correction, because we've gone so far in another direction. I mean, we look at how many admirals and generals, so flag officers, there were in World War II, and I won't give an exact number because I don't know it, but it was very small compared to the amount of flag officers we have today. And yes, we are a larger country today, but you are a very top-heavy organization today. It really was a profession of arms back then, and it's meant to be a profession of arms. Once again, language, but it became a career for some. And there's a difference between a career and a profession, and it's a different mindset. And it's it became a career for some of these people, which means they're just trying to climb the ladder, just trying to impress the person that's higher up on that ladder. And and that's what you have to do still for evaluations and fit reps. And maybe it's gotten better. My information is a little dated. I've been out for a moon or two now. But what really matters is that competence and how your peers see you and the people that are below you in the chain of command see you as well. So hopefully they're looking at things a little more holistically.
So that's an excerpt of our discussion with Jack Carr. Now, you can watch the full discussion tomorrow. What time? It says it right down there at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central. I'm like, what time do I do it, Kane? What time do I do it? It's right underneath me. But you can watch that at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Yeah. So, and you'll be able to watch the full discussion, because we talked about everything from, the book project, the stuff that he's got going on, and then this. So it's all very good stuff, all very good stuff. But you can watch that in full, and you'll be able to see it tomorrow. All good things for all good discussions. We might do more of those. So that was, as you know, this is the same set. That's the same set that we have here, and we just kind of switched it out, and so we're experimenting and
doing a couple of different things, because sometimes we want to have longer discussions with some of our guests, but the live radio format is very different from a podcast format. And what works in radio doesn't necessarily work digitally. And what works digitally does not necessarily work radio. So you kind of have to, you know, gotta be careful on how you split that baby. It's a very, very, very delicate thing. But it was a great discussion. And if you haven't watched Dark Wolf on Amazon, it is fantastic. It's so good. You'll love it. Terminalist was great too. I like Terminalist. I really like Dark Wolf also. I think I might even prefer Dark Wolf, because it was very hard to see Chris Pratt go through it. And that's all I'm going to say, if you haven't watched The Terminalist. And then you get to see what he's like before he goes through it. And you're like, and that just makes you angrier. And it's getting to the point where everything starts, you know, all the dominoes start. So very good, fascinating, fascinating series. We have more on the way. We got Florida Man coming up. It's our partners that make it possible. Our friends at Ammo Squared. You guys remember how insane it was just to get some 9mm or really anything, right? During 2020 and going into 2021 and all of the lockdowns and everything else. You had sky high ammo prices and lots of regret. There's a smarter way to stay prepared, and that's with Ammo Squared. It's America's Ammunition Reserve, a worry-free solution where you can collect your ammo for the future and not get caught empty-handed. You can choose from over 70 calibers, set your monthly budget, and then let Ammo Squared curate your supply automatically. So you set it, you forget it, and you ship it when you need it. And it's secure in a climate-controlled facility, so your ammo stays fresh and safe until you decide to get it delivered. There's no minimums, and you don't have any hidden fees, and free shipping on orders over $250. And they've got pretty much everything you can think of. Perfect for if you're trying out new calibers, if you want to top off your training rounds or just stay ready, right? Over 100,000 members are already over at Ammo Squared. It's a community with thousands of five-star reviews. So your readiness, well, that's Ammo Squared's mission. Visit AmmoSquared.com and secure your ammo supply for the future. Don't run out when it counts. Do what I do and stock up before training and restock and all of that. And after, too, to stay ready. Visit AmmoSquared.com, and that's squared, as you would spell it out, Ammo Squared, and make sure that you mention to them that you heard about it on The Dana Show.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this was just reported in this morning. A Coral Springs, Florida man is facing domestic violence charges after he hit his father during an argument that began when the father asked the son to remove the lady of ill repute that he had brought home. A prostitute.
What?
Lady of the night king.
A hooker?
That's right, a hooker, yeah. According to Coral Springs police, officers responded to a family home where the victim told his son that he had spent the day drinking with a woman he described as a prostitute. Was she a prostitute or was she just unpaid? She did it for free. You know what I mean? Like a skank. I mean, there's the difference is money, in case you're wondering. So when he asked the woman to leave, she complied. But then the son became enraged, shouting threats, telling his dad he was going to beat his double snakes. And then they came to fisticuffs, and 911. He called 911. The son hit him in the lip. He just described himself as visibly shaken, and or the police did. And the victim's wife and daughter corroborated, etc. And so now the son was arrested. He posted $2,000 bond. That's sad. He sounds like he's got some problems. The son, like he didn't get beaten enough when he was a kid. Let's see. This is such a good dog. Dogs are just the best people. I just, you know, if you're like, would you rather spend your day with a very enjoyable person or a dog? I'd be like, a dog. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was in Okaloosa County. A dog was deemed a hero because he alerted a deputy to his owner, a grandmother who had fallen on a sidewalk. A man called 911 frantic after his wife had not returned home from a dog walk. Body camera footage shows the man telling the deputies that responded that his wife is normally only gone 10 to 15 minutes, but she even gone over an hour. Footage then cuts to the deputy driving before hearing her say, "That's the dog." And they find the dog and they ask the dog, "Where's your mom? Go find us, find where your mom is." And then the dog led them to the woman who was lying on the sidewalk. And the woman asked the deputy, "The dog brought you over?" And he wouldn't leave. He kept coming back to her. He wouldn't leave her alone. He ran up to the patrol car and led them to the woman. And they call him Eeyore. The dog's name is Eeyore. And that dog is the best boy. I hope he gets tons of treats. I shouldn't say that out loud because if the TV's on, our dog, W-I-C-K, will jailbreak the... I'm not like Hassan Piker. I'm not going to keep... I'm not, you know, a piece of scum wrapped in meat who is going to keep my dog on a little square for 4 hours while I rail incessantly Nepo baby style in my compound and then zap it with a shock collar. No, no, no. My dog, well, he didn't do that. He can't stay in here. Kane wants him to be a studio dog.
He needs to be.
You don't know what you're asking. An alligator walks into a bar in Florida. For real. It's Florida. What did you expect? So an alligator legit in Stuart, Florida. It was a local tiki bar in Stuart, Florida, and they got a special friend today. All the people at the bar got a little friend. It was a gator. He walked into Harlow's hideout like he owned the place, and they called officers and Florida Fish and Wildlife. They arrived on the scene. The gator was taken into custody. He was very compliant without incident, and no injuries were reported. And they say that the gator was relocated to a, quote, more suitable venue where the only cocktails are in the swamp and the sun never sets on happy hour, end quote.
Did he order Gatorade?
But I don't know. That's such a dad joke. If I would have seen a gator walk, and they have photos of him, he's just a little guy. He's not a huge gator. You can pick him up and carry him like a baby if you wanted to. I'm not saying I would, you know, but just saying. But I would... If I see that in a bar, I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to be free pet. Free pet. Now, I'm not dumb enough to be like in Yellowstone and walk up to a moose or do anything dumb like that. But if I see, you know, if you can yeet it, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's yeetable, then it's gettable. And so it'd be my pet. I'm just saying. We got a lot more on the way coming up. Third hour. Stick with us. Our friends at, it's the folks at Burnagun. I have zero problem throwing lead down range. I've told you this a million times. I have zero issue using the lethal force to protect myself or my loved ones. It's just not even up for debate. But I also realize, too, that it's important to have diversity in terms of what you have for weapons. And you, whether it's municipal or private property restrictions, blah, 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 you guys know the drill. You have different calibers, you have blades. I just think that it's smart to incorporate something when everything else is trying to disarm you so you can still have a means of defending yourself. Burnagun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And they've got, I think it's like, what, 15 rounds in one of their cartridges. Whereas, think about regular stun guns. You got regular stun guns, you got like one or two rounds. That's it. But with Burnagun, you got a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. There's no recoil. Everything's made right here in the U.S. of A. And it does not care about gun-free zone signs. So if you're a college student who's allowed by age of 18 to go in a foreign land and carry a full auto in defense of your country, but you can't legally carry a firearm here while living in a town and going to college in defense of yourself, Burnagun might be an option for you. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. There are zero background checks. It can be shipped right to your front door. There's no special fees. It's accessible to everybody. The CL, the compact launcher, is the best one, purpose, and it's perfect for this particular situation. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. It's the Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity
If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
It's a clean extension for 1 year.
You voted for the one big ugly bill, correct?
Mm. I voted for a tax cut bill that gave the largest tax cut to Americans in history, including, by the way, the average New Yorker getting a $4,000 tax cut. Are you against that?
You're embarrassing yourself.
You want to cut the standard deduction in
half?
Is that what you wanted
to
do?
Medicaid in American
history. No, we rooted out waste, fraud, and abuse, by the way.
You voted
Tom DiNapoli, the Democratic controller of New York,
let me ask you a question.
Pointed out that $1.2 billion were wasted.
Listen, you're not going to talk to me
fraud
and talk
and
over
non-New
me
New York residents
because you don't want
paid.
To hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
Go ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
Oh,
because you showed up.
Is that the way to
you
talk?
You showed up.
Yeah.
And so you voted for this one big ugly bill.
I signed on for this. You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks for your billionaire donors.
So 90% of Americans.
So they can get a permanent extension.
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans all across the country. You support that?
Unfortunately,
you're against lifting the cap on salt.
Your billionaire donors.
The billionaire donors lifting the cap on salt. We put a income cap in place.
Why are you here right now?
Didn't you want all Republicans to be here?
Where are the rest of your Republicans?
You wanted Republicans.
So I'm not even like a major Mike Lawler fan, but holy wow, man! I really, Hakeem Jeffries is just a goober. I don't know how else to put it. What is that, Kane? Kane's over here mad.
He's
what are you
worthless.
Mad? You were hitting the desk. You're mad.
Yes.
Get it.
The big, beautiful bill was passed in July. July 4th, by the way. It's a familiar date.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing is extending what has already been assigned.
It's a current Biden-level spending.
Yeah.
What I think is so funny is that Republicans are all, it's current Biden-level spending. You guys voted for this 11,000 times. By the way, just round 7 just failed in the Senate. So still the shutdown's in effect, which I'm totally okay with.
Democrats are still holding the American people hostage.
Democrats are mad because they wanted my funding for my mayor. And they're trying to sit here. What is this? This is their new talking point. First off, welcome back, by the way. Dana Lash with you. Top of this third hour. Dave Rubin joins us at the bottom. Chats at Rumble. They got everybody there has their own shiv. You got to make your own before you get in there. And then we also have you can watch the radio show, Channel 347. DirecTV. I feel like I need to say that. Forgot it. So the new talking point, and I think I put the, did I put this in Slack for you earlier? I did, right? Did I put the they're trying to argue that, oh, well, Medicaid funding, where's this at? Let me pull this up real quick because I have a million other, oh, here it is. Here it is. It's an ABC piece, ABC News piece. They're trying to say, oh, no, emergency Medicaid for, illegal aliens. I don't say undocumented immigrants. Just I don't say things like assault weapons or a man can be a woman or something like that, right? Because this doesn't exist, like Palestine. So they said that emergency Medicaid for illegal aliens accounts for, now this is what their ABC News is, all of the Democrats are tweeting this right now. It accounts for less than 1% of state spending, according to the study at Emory University. And the problem with this is that this is based A, on fiscal year 2022, number one. Number two, it's state-based. Number three, it doesn't get into, nor does it, doesn't include at all any kind of, like if you go to an emergency room, that's, you de facto get care regardless of an ability to pay. That's literally has been a federal law for forever. Doesn't include that. And it there's a bunch of other stuff that it doesn't take into consideration. Did you note something else too with that? Or am I missing something? Or did I make that
it
up?
It was about the salt. The thing was, it's state spending. It's definitely 2022, but yeah, also it's the salt cap stuff. This money is fungible. Yeah. What they get from the federal government is then distributed, and they don't count it in regards to what they're getting and putting towards Medicaid in the state.
So well, let me explain it like this. So like say Hunter Biden wants to buy crack rock. Okay. How much, what is the going rate for a crack rock?
For a crack rock?
Like just keep it something easy and simple.
Probably a spit painting.
Let's say $100.
Okay.
Is that, I have no idea. Who knows? I've never bought the crack. So
crack rock. He's going to, Hunter Biden wants, has got $100. He wants to buy a crack rock. Or actually, say he's got $50 and he wants to buy a $100 crack rock. And he's like, what am I going to do here?
I don't have enough.
Huh?
I don't have enough money here.
Yeah. So say that he's got $50. Say Joe gives him $100 because Hunter Biden also has to pay his rent and he's got to buy, he wants to buy his crack rock. And he's like, I can't do both of these things. You know, crack rock is $100. My, you know, rent's like $50, whatever. I don't know. Just making it up. So Joe Biden slips him $100. So he's able to take the money that he already has and he buys a crack rock with it. So in terms of fungibility, it's essentially just one in, one out. You just trade it out. That's all it is. I mean, it empowers you to be able to do things financially because someone gives you money that makes you more financially secure, layman's terms. So that's what we're talking about here. So they're trying to, if I was just going to be a ridiculous smartass, I would say, well, is 1% greater than zero?
It is.
Okay. Because that's still my tax dollars. And I just explained to you why the math is funny and it's actually significantly higher than that, but I digress. And we've talked about this before, state by state, the millions and billions that are actually going towards this. We've talked about it quite a bit. So, you know, this idea that, I don't know. By the way, I just saw this. Trump signed the Columbus Day Proclamation and said, we're back, Italians. It's so funny. It just cracks me up. He says, yeah, we're back, Italians. Isn't he Irish? He's English, right? Scottish?
Honestly, I don't even know.
They'll take him. New York Italians will take him because he's got those mannerisms. He goes, we're calling it Columbus Day. We're back, Italians. Love the Italians. Here, let me drop this in because this is going to be, I like, it's like when he had that taco salad the one time on, what was it, Cinco de Mayo? And he was like, I love Hispanics. And everyone's like, he said he loves Hispanics. He's a racist. Insane. But this was actually from this cabinet meeting where he was sitting between Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth. And that's funny. So, and then you have the people that are going, oh, Italy didn't exist as a nation during the time of Columbus. He traveled. Oh, shut up. Columbus, shut up. You know what? Him and Amerigo Vespucci, they were Italians, and they went and they got the favor of the Spanish court because Italy was all broken into different kingdoms. And then in the 1800s, they came together. But that's a long story. And we'll, you know, another time. But this idea, they were Italians. Amerigo Vespucci, interestingly enough, one of his cousins, Simonetta Vespucci, who married, well, Simonetta married his cousin. There, it goes back and forth that Botticelli was secretly in love with her and had her as his muse. But then also some people say that she was just the ideal avatar for Florentine beauty back during the era. So very interesting. She was part of that family and had that connection to Botticelli. And as you know, Amerigo Vespucci technically was the first to discover America, but they didn't call it Amerigo, which I actually like that we're not Amerigos. I like Americans better. It just works. Anyway, you didn't need to know any of that, but I shared it with you anyway because it's Thursday. If you have that, play that for me, because this is funny. This cracks me up. This is Trump right after. This is what we were just talking about. Listen.
In other words, we're calling it Columbus Day.
Okay. Yes.
That was the press that broke out in applause. Can you believe that? I've never seen that happen before. The press actually broke out in applause. Good. Columbus Day. We're back. Columbus Day, we're back, Italians. We love the Italians.
I like how he says it, too. We love the Italians. It's so great. He cracks me up. Oh, man. So the where to even go? Where to go from here? So one of this, let's see, I had posted this up. So now we just had the seventh round failed. And I told you this was last hour, and I'm just saying it again because I think that this is important for you to know. This Gallup survey that came out that shows American job approval or the Americans' approval rating of the jobs that these different agencies are doing. They had 15 agencies, and among them, they had FEMA, CIA, CDC, FDA, EPA, IRS. They're at or near the lowest points in Gallup's trend. The decline is pretty significant. So, for instance, FEMA dropped 20 points, CIA 10, CDC 9. The only one that saw an increase was Department of Homeland Security, which saw like a 50 plus some odd increase in its approval rating. 59 points, in fact. And it even beat Sec War, even beat the Department of War. They saw a plus 38 in terms of the year-to-year gain in public approval. And so I bring this up because this is messaging that I have not seen Republicans seize on. Like, look at the absolute disapproval with which Americans view these agencies. And we, the Republicans, are trying to streamline them more so they're more efficient and get rid of the bureaucracy and the bloat. And that's why we're not committing to Democrats' demands for increasing spending. We're only continuing the previously approved Democrats' current level of spending. I wish that they would go out. I think that would even be more helpful to them if they wouldn't message in that particular way. Because that's, I mean, that's, you, they have the people on their side. This is really bad for Democrats. And then, where's the story that I just, let me pull this up. And then, and we're going to get into the stuff with Jay Jones here. Then you have this story, the IRS is now announcing new federal income tax brackets for 2026. And there's a lot of their people are furloughed. And I'm like, make it permanent. Yes. I don't want them doing nothing. Make it permanent. It's so completely unconstitutional. Now, speaking of Jay Jones, as I just mentioned, so there are a couple of polls that came out. And one of these polls that came out is one that Jay Jones is, it's like a push poll that they're running. And they're trying to say that, this is really great for Jay Jones. They're trying very, very hard to stay in the race. And I just, I think it's going to get more and more difficult for him as it goes, because these text messages, and it's not even just the text messages, it's everything else too, are so detrimental to him. It's crazy. And it looks like this poll that came out, well, that was released yesterday evening, it's from Heart Research. This was an internal poll that was conducted from Saturday to Monday. And this is the one that Jay Jones is really desperately trying to use as a way to say, look, I'm still competitive. The Heart Research poll shows Jones only plus one over the incumbent AG Meares. And as you remember, Jay Jones is the Democrat nominee for Attorney General for Virginia. And he was the one who, in text messages, was talking about shooting a Republican delegate. Because the Republican delegate had the audacity to say simply nice things about a recently deceased Democrat delegate. And he said very nice things and said he was praying for his family. Nothing negative. He didn't qualify anything. He just said he was a nice man and, you know, he was sad about it. And Jay Jones apparently didn't like that and then told another lawmaker that he wanted to put a bullet in the guy's head and also kill his children in front of them. He wanted the wife to watch her children die. Like, he got graphic in these text messages. And then what's more, it comes out, all of these other instances where Jay Jones had major, major rage problems, for real, whether it was, you know, rage, you know, road rage or whatever. So now, and this was the poll that they came out with, that they were kind of trying to like hang on to it. Well, there's also an interactive poll. I haven't broken these down, but it shows Jason Meares ahead of Jay Jones. And back in the beginning of October, it was 60-40 in favor of Jones, and now it's precipitously dropped in Meares' favor. And now we're looking at him being ahead by about 3 points at this moment. So very interesting stuff that could, and you honestly, that's what you want to see, because can you imagine somebody who gets that mad being in the position of top cop and having the ability to just use the authority of that office to go after you? And if you think that they won't do that, Democrats have done that to people for less. All Family Pharmacy is a family-owned business dedicated to helping you get the medications that you need when you need them the most. With over 200 essential medications, including antibiotics, antivirals, ivermectin, emergency kits, and so much more, they have you covered for everything from daily prescriptions to even biohacking support. Right now, they've lowered prices on ivermectin and minbendazole by up to 25%, starting at just $2 a capsule. Plus, save an extra 10% using code DANA10. Each order includes a doctor's prescription, so there's no hassle or middleman. And And as flu season approaches, now's the time to stock your medicine cabinet with essentials like Tamiflu, antibiotics, and vitamins to help keep you and your family healthy. And beyond basics, All Family Pharmacy offers biohacking products like NAD+, Methylene Blue, all kinds of stuff to boost energy, focus, immunity, the whole nine yards. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 to save 10% today. Don't wait. Be ready for flu season with All Family Pharmacy. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so this is totally appropriate here. I saw a Babylon Bee headline. You want to know what the headline said? Hitler brings peace to Israel. And they had a picture of Donald Trump because the left always calls him Hitler and Nazi and everything else. I thought that was pretty funny. Well played, Babylon Bee. Well played. Let's see also what we have. Okay, here we go. So only in St. Louis, Kane, it's our hometown. A feller wearing the same underwear during an alleged robbery leads to arrest. Now, this is in the east side. This is East St. Louis. This is over the river. A man's facing multiple charges because he robbed a Dave's Hot Chicken in Chesterfield over the weekend. And according to probable cause, Kane, Lassane Whitley, he entered the restaurant on Saturday of October 4th and he was armed. He had with an armed pistol. That's how they wrote this at armed Yahoo News. Pistol. Dear heavens.
So the pistol had a pistol?
With an armed pistol. Okay. They said he was wearing a ski mask, entered the manager's office, and they got a witness description of him. They had a description of him. They had him on surveillance camera, and apparently his britches that were captured sticking above his pants, that helped identify him, and that led to him being caught.
Pants were more below the britches, but yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, he was hanging low. That's right. And apparently a Disneyland guest suffers a medical emergency at the Haunted Mansion, later dies, so that actually tracks. I mean, it's Disney, but also Haunted Mansion and all that stuff. So we got more on the way. Dave Rubin joins us next as we move. The folks who help make the program happen. It's Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there. They want to save you money. Not only do they want to save you money, but they want to make sure that you're getting the best possible coverage. So they have access to all of it, all three major networks. So you're covered wherever you go. And your money doesn't work against you at the ballot box, right? A portion of your bill goes directly to fund things like Folds of Honor and Tunnel for Towers, groups that make a difference for our nation's heroes. And so you're not just paying a phone bill, you're actually standing up for those who stood up for us. And you can talk with one of their US-based customer service team members that will make sure that you get set up. You don't have to make a store visit. You can do all of this from the comfort of your own home, right by your sofa, right at your desk, however it works for you. And so that's what you get with Patriot Mobile. You get coverage you can trust. You get affordability. It's easy to switch. And you can keep your number or your phone, upgrade the whole thing. It's up to you. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT to get started. And use promo code Dana to get a free month of service. Veterans and first responders, you get 15% off of your bill every month. It's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity.
If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
This is Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes. Perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Do you think the president deserves a Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, I mean, if this sticks, I think the whole point of having a Nobel Peace Prize is for ending wars and promoting peace. And I'm going to make a direct appeal to the president.
I mean, I completely agree with that. Of all the things that people get nominated for when they get the Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, considering this is a pretty significant thing. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. You can also watch the digital stream of the radio program, Channel 347 DirecTV, also at Rumble, X, Facebook, everywhere on the Webernets. Joining me now, my good friend Dave Rubin, host of The Rubin Report. He joins us from his super swanky set via video. Always good to see you, Dave. This is a good thing. I mean, think about it. Like, the birds are singing. We're agreeing with John Fetterman. You know, it's like, I don't know, like rainbows and stars and kittens and sunshine. And it's just, this is something good. What are Democrats going to bitch about?
I kid you not, there is a bird that magically appeared in my kid's nursery about an hour ago that's still flying around their room. The window wasn't even open in the room. We're not even sure how it got there. Yeah, there is a lot of good stuff happening right now. Yes, Donald Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for this, regardless of whether this is actual peace, like kumbaya, everybody's going to love each other, or it's just that this two-year disaster is coming to a close. The hostages will come out. The Israeli troops will withdraw. The map will likely look a little different. I'm not Pollyannish. I don't think we're going to just magically have peace tomorrow and everyone's going to be crossing borders and loving everybody. But Donald Trump has painted a vision for the world that is different than basically everyone has done in about 75 years in that region. And we already have evidence that it can work when you think about it differently, because we have the Abraham Accords. We already have evidence it can work differently if you think about it differently, because he was able to move the embassy to Jerusalem and all hell didn't break loose. So I think there's every reason for optimism right now. And Dana, as I'm sure you've pointed out already on your show this morning, I mean, the fact that Bernie Sanders, Rashida Tlaib, Chuck Schumer, the laundry list of lefties who have been screaming about genocide for 2 years, which, of course, this was not a genocide. It was an active war. Mm-hmm. They have not tweeted about it, tells you all you need to know. All they have wanted to do here was destroy Israel. It had nothing to do with saving the Palestinians. The Palestinians could have all been saved on October 8th if they would have just released the hostages. So there's all goodness here. There's a lot of good signs, and I'm very bullish on maybe this can heal some of the wounds that we've been seeing on the right, because the, oh, we're going to destroy Israel crowd is looking pretty silly right now.
I don't know. Maybe that Qatari money will still keep coming in. The CCP / Qatari money. We'll see how that goes. Talking with our friend Dave Rubin. You made a great point on X just a little bit earlier this morning. And I wanted to touch on this, because you were quote tweeting about the strategy that Israel implemented and the partnership. The strategy that came from the partnership of the United States and Israel, talking about Lebanon and then Syria and Yemen. The point that you made was winning the actual war is still more important than winning the Instagram war, because there were questions of, well, is Israel going to be able to be successful if they lose the PR war? But what does it matter? I mean, can you even win a PR war if you're Israel? I mean, sometimes, you know, it seems like a rhetorical question. Clearly, they won the real one.
Right. Well, look, the real war is that they've been fighting a seven-front war and their enemies are all basically destroyed. Ask Hezbollah, how's it going? Ask Iran, how's it going? Ask the Houthis, how's it going? Ask Hamas, how's it going? The West Bank, or Judea and Samaria is the proper term for the West Bank. I mean, that's largely been quiet. So their enemies have basically realized, boy, we just can't take these guys out. And the irony, of course, is if they would just get over it, which I do think perhaps because of Trump is happening right now, they're going to find an unbelievable partner in Israel that will help them literally make the desert bloom just like they did in Israel. You want drip irrigation, you want desalinization just like Jordan, which now imports most of its water from Israel. Like, just get on board that the Jews are going to have this little place the size of New Jersey. You guys still have all the oil. Like, get over it, and there is a chance for prosperity. So again, I'm not just like over the top, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever, but it is a massive, massive movement that ends a seemingly intractable problem for now, and then we see what happens on the other side. But nobody will, look, even the Qataris, who you're right, they've dumped a ton of money into our, you know, into our influencer side and Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. You know, they got hit by the rocket from Israel about 3 weeks ago going after the Hamas leaders, which didn't quite work out. But I think they were suddenly shook. They were suddenly like, boy, we're not even that safe. So I do think some of that Qatari money might be drying up. And by the way, even Al Jazeera now has fired a bunch of their most crazed anti-Israel people because Trump is leaning on these guys. This is the true genius of Trump.
And I mean, for all of the, you made a good point too with Rashida Tlaib and these others who haven't said anything about this, because I was told reliably, we're told this in 2016 and again in 2024, that Trump is going to get us in the Middle East, we're going to kick us off into World War III any day now. And so we're all just waiting. Where's the World War III at? Where's this at? We thought we were going to be fighting with Iran. That hasn't happened. And even what's crazier is that this rehabilitation of Syria and their leadership, just because it's advantageous to us and it kind of keeps the peace in the area, because in order to control brutes, you need a brute. And that's been working out incredibly well. He hasn't gotten enough credit for that either. And regardless of whether or not people love him or hate him, I think that needs to be recognized, because this has been sound foreign policy and I want to see more of it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it's peace through strength. I mean, it's not rocket science, right? If you show people, look, somebody's going to lead the world one way or another. And if it ain't us, at this point, it basically is China. Yes. So if you believe that Western values are good, if you believe that freedom is good, that doesn't mean we have to bomb all these countries into living like us. But it does mean what Trump said when he went to Saudi Arabia about 6 months ago. He basically was like, look, guys, we're not going to tell you exactly how to live, but there are certain preconditions, not much, but certain conditions you're going to have to accept if you want to enjoy the success of America, if you want to be part of our economy and things of that nature. And I think that speech really was the beginning of the shift here, where all of these countries are starting to realize, boy, we can go against America. It's just not going to work out that well. I mean, think about it. Yemen, this tiny, ridiculous country, they could have so much success. They could have, right? Like, and instead they chose, okay, every other day we're going to fire four rockets at Israel. It's like you're doing nothing but destroying your own people. So if you get over it, you will see that America is standing there like, hey, we'd love to partner with you and help you. We'll build some hotels for you. How about that?
Yeah. And you're right, too. 6 months ago when he went over and was speaking to Mohammed bin Salman, when he noted that he was going to start removing sanctions against Syria, and Salman stood up and applauded, because we played that clip on air, and I thought, that's really significant. And then all of these other, you had the Emiratis that stood up and began applauding. And then when Syria pulled their air cover over Iran, then you knew it was over after that, because Iran, the skies were then Israel's, and it was done. And then you had the drones that came up. It was pretty spectacular. So, Dave, what do you think China is thinking of when they're looking at this now?
Well, I think they're realizing that America is asserting itself again. You know, it really, in some sense, I think we'll look back like 20 years from now, and it was sort of a miracle that we survived the Biden/AutoPen 4 years. We did not lead in the world. We almost destroyed our own country via, you know, the open borders, which despite everything Trump has done on the positive side on that, we're still going to have to deal with the reckoning of, we don't know how many people are here and all the things that will entail. But I think China's realizing, boy, America's asserting itself again. And I would say that perhaps as it pertains to Taiwan, they're a little maybe less bullish of going in right now because they realize who knows what Trump is going to do. And America does seem to have new alliances forming.
Yeah, that's, I mean, this is huge. We're talking with our friend Dave Rubin. You can find him at Rubin Report and Rubin Report Show on X as well. Entrepreneur, author, all these good things. So one last quick thing about this, because the Nobel Peace Prize, part of me is like, Trump needs to get it. He deserves it for this. Give it to him. And then the more rebellious part of me wants to just stick a finger in the air and say, you know, screw you guys. We don't need you. We don't need your validation. So I don't know where do you fall at this?
You know, Dana, it's a little bit like when one of us writes a book and if we get on the New York Times bestseller list, right? Like we kind of know it's fraudulent. We know it's part of an institution that hates us. And yet you get the call that morning when I got the call, even though I was like, this is all garbage and it's literally made up.
It has I missed it. I sold more than Russell Brand and he got on it and I didn't. So, you know,
right.
I'm a little sore.
Right, exactly. They definitely don't like you. They're probably not thrilled with Russell, but every now and again, they got to throw a bone to somebody. But it's sort of like that. So does he deserve the Nobel Peace Prize on merit? Of course. Did Barack Obama deserve it when he got it for literally doing nothing? Of course not. Would it be nice if he gets it? Yes. Is it going to happen? I don't know. But it's like, you know what, Trump, just in this case, take the accolades of all of the sane people in the world and run with that. How about that?
I want to ask you about Katie Porter because you're out in California.
Yeah.
She could. Are you scared that this crazy Karen could be your governor?
Wait, Dana, did you just say I'm in California?
Wait, no.
I am in Florida.
You're in Florida now. Oh, my gosh.
Please, please. That was, of all the things that people have said to me over the years on air that have offended me, that might be.
Dave is going to fly over here and kick my backside. That's what's going to happen. Okay, never mind. So you don't live in California. I don't care about your, I'm kidding. No, but Katie Port, because I thought you were in California for a while and then you.
No, okay, I was. I got out.
So you got out in time. Thank heaven. So you don't have to worry about this. You're in Florida.
I don't have to worry.
I'm actually jealous.
Yeah, no. However, look, she's an absolutely terrible candidate, but that is what they have left.
You would never talk to anyone in your staff the way she screams at people.
Well,
you would never be like, you're in my shot. You're in my shot while you have like all of this like, debris in the background in your kitchen.
I'm known to smack my guys around, but I would never speak to them with that language.
Yeah,
I
mean, you wouldn't shock your dog like Hassan Piker either. So,
That one I would definitely not do. That one I would definitely not do.
I keep seeing conflicting reports that she is a top tier Democrat and she's one of the top considerations, but also the only reason that she is even in the lead or even leading, I should say, because it's pretty competitive, is because of name recognition. So there's still time for her to flame out.
I just don't even know what the name recognition is. I mean, I've watched enough videos of her between the thing, telling the employee to shut the F up, who was trying to help her, by the way, or then the interview that she sat in where she just got up because she was asked a follow-up question. I mean, she has the emotional temperament of a six-year-old, so she's sort of a perfect progressive. But look, it's up to the people of California at this point. And unfortunately, about 1 million people have left in the 4 years around COVID. So good people leave. People dependent on the state stay, and they keep voting the same way. So look, whether it's Gavin Newsom doing what he's done for these last couple of years, or it's just Katie Porter, like I don't sense that it would be any great change. They had chances over the years to go the other way. They seem to not choose it.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully they don't follow you to Florida. And we don't want any more coming into Texas.
No, we're closed.
Yeah, so just put up signs and direct them to other states and pretend that that's Florida. Be like, no, Mississippi's actually Florida. Just stop there.
No, people are getting eaten by alligators here every day. It's very scary. It's humid, the mosquitoes. Please don't come, really.
Don't come to Florida. Dave Rubin at Rubin Report. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend. And I can't believe I forgot that you had I know you relocated to Florida. I don't know why that slipped my mind. But when you come to Texas, we'll go shoot some stuff and get brisket. So we'll
now we're talking.
There you go. Right, good to see you, my friend. Appreciate you.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package.
meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Meanwhile, here, comedians are f***ing themselves. Don't say anything about Charlie Kirk. I wasn't going to say anything about... Yeah, but don't say anything about Charlie. I wasn't going to say anything about Charlie Kirk, but don't. There's nothing funny about it. Oh, now you tested me. I mean, there's nothing funny about it? You can't say there's nothing funny about it. No, there's nothing fun. No, don't say that, because as a comedian, I'll be like, I'm sure there's something funny about it. The guy was shot while defending guns. Do you understand how... I'm not even writing that as a joke. As a human, you have to admit that is an incongruous, funny thing that happens. You are there, you're like on stage, and you're like, let me tell you why people should have guns. Wah-ha!
First off, he wasn't shot while defending guns, by the way. That's a lie. He was shot while he was discussing Trans-Tifa. And how the question was about there are no trans, I mean, all of the increase in violence has been coming from the trans sector. That is verbatim what he was discussing when he was shot. And he was shot by a dude who was banging a trans, a guy who pretended to be a girl and who would dress up as a furry. So he banged a furry cosplaying Trans-Tifa member. So that's the accurate way to state it. That's the real way to state it, is that he got killed because of Trans-Tifa. I mean, it's easier if you want to slide and say, oh, it was about guns, because that means you're an intellectual coward and you can't face what actually was the motivating factor behind his cold-blooded murder. And it was the bloodthirstiness, the bloodlust of Trans-Tifa. That's what did it. So at least be honest about it. If you're going to act like, you know, a hard ass and you're going to get up on stage. And he's like, by the way, one of the most unfunny people ever. And I've always thought that. He's not as mean-spirited, but he's just dishonest and not funny. I just think if you're going to get up there and try to crack jokes, at least be somewhat factual. At least be honest. Because is it funny that he got killed by a guy who was banging a furry? I mean, let's talk about that. What is up? Is there jokes and why Trans-Tifa gets so bloodlusty? I mean, we could, does Trevor Noah find that funny? I'm just curious. I mean, why doesn't he make a joke about that? Oh, it's probably why. Probably a good reason why he's not. Just saying. Maybe he's worried that he'll be marked by Trans-Tifa too. Today in Stupidity came.
All right, well, and this is Cut 17, Democrat Eric Swalwell. By the way, other Democrat senators are still holding the American people hostage as it relates to getting the government back open. And while the Democrats are holding us all hostage, this is what Eric Swalwell's doing. Look at this.
No Kings rally is just a couple weeks away. I have partnered with No Kings here. Check out our merch.
He's merching. No Kings. By the way.
Ew, what is that stupid shirt? Gosh, he is so gross.
Did he fart at the end there? I couldn't tell. Juan cut the audio out. But yeah, that's what he's doing. He's out there merching.
He's trying
while
so
Democrats
hard.
Democrats are holding you guys hostage.
He's trying so hard to just seem... I don't know. I don't have anything nice to say. All right, folks, I'm off air tomorrow for some family stuff and then back on air with you Monday. So you can find us on Substack, Facebook, and YouTube. Like and subscribe in the meantime. Have a great rest of your evening. Back with you Monday.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-trimmed toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
From the very beginning, they mean everything to you.
And that means you do anything for them, especially if they're at risk. So when it comes to type 1 diabetes, screen it like you mean it. Even if just one person in your family has type 1, you're up to 15 times more likely to get it too. So screen it like you mean it, because one blood test could help you spot type 1 long before you need insulin. Talk to your doctor about how to screen for type 1 diabetes, because the more you know, the more you can do. So don't wait. Visit screenfortype1.com to learn more. Again, that's screenfortype1.com.